Yes, well, thank you. I think that there's definitely a high need for, I think this standardized testing, the high stake testing as it is, it's teaching us, it's telling us something about what's wrong and where we're not servicing or supporting our young people to the highest, to their highest needs. And so with that, the problem is what do we do with that information? And I think that that's where the challenge becomes, is that we're not doing enough with the information that we're provided. I agree that the high-stake testing is not the best resource or tool for us to be using, and would love to see it phase out. But I do believe that something needs to be put in place in order to hold our district and our city accountable around where we are finding ourselves with flaws in learning and supporting all of our young people to reach their highest potential. So there are other testings like MCAS that can actually, that allows different ways of learning where you're not just sitting and circling in bubbles all day, but you could be doing more hands-on kind of learning. And so with the MCIEA, they actually have a different kind of process in which they are able to assess a young person's learning. So what I would love to see if elected to school committee is that maybe we pilot that in a couple of our schools to really see if that's something that could work. Yes, it'll give our teachers and our principals of those schools more work to do, but I think all in all that the data that we receive from them would actually be more of the snapshot and picture of what where our young people are at versus where MCAS really shows us that more of our African American students of color, low disadvantaged students are not up to par with education and as young as third grade. So, you know, yes, it's telling us that we need more teachers in play and that we need more reading, math, intervention coaches in our schools. And the unfortunate piece is that that has not happened yet. And I, one, want to push on the MCAS scores that we have, the data that it's telling us right now, that we're putting in the right, sorry, stumbling on my word, that we are putting in the right resources right now to address those needs. But also thinking about on the back end, how can we think about alternative testing to assess our students academically?